The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
Hi guys, welcome back to the On Ox podcast. I'm here with Katarina and Kara, and what episode is this? Episode 4?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is the fourth one.
Crazy, right? Crazy. We're 4 episodes in. I better be right about that. It's going to be really embarrassing if I'm wrong. Yes. And today we're going to, our topic is going to be like international music, which is really cool.
Yeah.
We're going to follow the same format as usual. We're going to do our 5-minute segments each, talking about our own albums. And then we're going to do our like 5-minute new music / like honorable mentions. And then we're going to do our outro and we'll be good to go. So yeah.
Fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
I love On Ox.
Yes, we had no difficulties making this podcast today.
Oh, no,
today.
Guys, this was easy breezy.
Guys, it was so seamless today. Crazy.
No issues at all. Yeah. First try, actually.
Literally.
We actually didn't even come here yesterday. This was our first time being
exactly.
Here
like this was definitely not like our fifth try doing this.
Yeah, no attempts were made before this.
No attempts. Disclaimer, no attempts were made before this episode.
No, this was all us. So, exactly. Yeah, okay, I mean...
Does anyone want to bite the bullet?
I'll bite the bullet.
Yeah, you should bite the bullet.
I'm excited. I want to bite the bullet this time.
Yes.
I'm excited.
What's your international album?
For those of you who know, I'm a big Arca fan. And I'm talking about Kick 2 today.
All right.
Because for those of you who don't know Arca is one of, like, the most talented artists I think I know. She is, like, this mastermind. Honestly, she's done so much like work for artists you probably have listened to in your lifetime. She's worked with like Bjork, Kanye West, FK Twigs. Like, she's been everywhere. And I feel like her Kick series is one of like the coolest things I've ever listened to. Every album in the Kick series is like a little different. Kick 2 is just like so good. I think the album cover is like peak. If you've ever seen it, it's kind of like spooky, scary, but it's a vibe. I like it. And I do feel like all these songs on this entire album like really grew on me with time. Like, I wasn't really that into it until I was, you know.
Yeah, her songs are really good. I like a lot of her songs, but I haven't listened to like a full album of hers like from beginning to end. But I know some of her songs and they're honestly so good.
Yeah, no, she's actually so insanely talented.
Experimental.
Yeah,
very experimental.
Yeah.
Very.
Loud.
Yeah, yeah.
loud.
Yeah, no, so I don't know, I think Doña is a good song. I like that one. My favorites, like, I don't know, I keep like picking a different favorite. I know like a really popular one is, I think you say like Recata or something like that. Yeah, Arca like makes her music in Spanish. She does have some like English lyrics, I think like Once in a Blue Moon. Actually, I don't even know if she does. I might have just lied about that low-key. But I will say her music's definitely worth checking out. I don't know. I feel like this whole album, it's very weird.
Yeah, but like in a really good way.
Yeah. It's like, it's experimental, but like strap in. Like you're gonna hear some sounds I think you've never heard in your life. And it's just like, I don't know, it's just a whole lot of everything. But
yeah.
It's definitely
a whole new ballgame. Like, it's definitely like a whole new world.
A whole
another dimension, yeah. Music made like on another planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if I got abducted by aliens, I would expect to hear this.
That would be a party up in space.
Literally.
Yeah.
A party in space. Yes. Listen to Arca.
Yeah, guys, she's really talented. I highly recommend. And she's like, I don't know why she doesn't even have a million like monthly listeners.
Which is crazy because her songs are so good and a lot of them are like more on the popular side. Like,
yeah.
She has a few songs that are honestly pretty popular. So I'm honestly shocked that she doesn't have more listeners.
Yeah, guys, I want to see that number at a million by the end of the year. And On Ox, I believe in us. I
think
we can do it.
We can get her monthly listeners to 1 million.
I believe in all of us, guys. I'm very proud of you guys. I think we can get that number up there because, like, I don't know what universe she doesn't even have a million yet.
Yeah, she's heavily experimental.
And she's super talented, guys. So I highly recommend. But yeah, that's my pick for international.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, any of you guys want to have a shot at it?
Yeah.
I can.
All right, you
We're
go.
Going all the way to Japan for this one.
Whoa.
In the year 2000.
Whoa.
It's called Planet Shining by M-Flow. I describe this album as a journey. Because it's literally a journey. No, listen.
What a journey.
It's basically, it's a concept album that blends Japanese and English lyrics.
Mm.
But it naturally combines, like, a lot of global influences, like American hip-hop and, like, dance and urban pop.
Like the concept of.
The yeah, concept so the, yeah. of.
No, yeah, it is a concept album. I
Mixing
love concept
languages
albums
and songs.
Yeah, in my opinion, I'd rather, like, listen to albums where each song sounds different and have, yeah. like, unique elements rather than, like, an album that, like, sounds like it's all blended together. You know, Days blend one. Sorry. Anyways.
Yeah. We'll get matcha later. Days blend one, like.
Yeah, it's an experience because, basically, it's a concept of, like, you're on a rocket ship and there's, like, so many interludes. There's like six interludes of
wow.
an intercom and a lady's like speaking in Japanese and in English, and she's like, hi guys, welcome to the flight, buckle your seatbelts. That's
it's almost so like cool. immersive a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, for sure.
I like that
yeah, and
that's really cool.
Sound wise, it gives me, well, I said it's a blend of like a lot of genres, but you know, like Dido, early
2000s. Yes, yeah.
There's 90s R&B in there, hip-hop 100%, alternative rock, girly pop, and city pop.
Wow.
All in one album. And
all
you're floating through
album.
Space, you're going to Planet Shining. And at the end, you basically land and you have a fun time.
Damn, that's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Thanks. You should check it out.
I will.
Thanks.
Put you on.
Thanks.
We are putting each other on, in fact.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sound vibes, it really sounds like, I list some artists that like reminded me of this album, which is Outkast. Early Pharrell or like the Neptunes.
That's cool.
Daft Punk is in there as well.
Ooh,
I hear Gorillaz
faves.
So
oh,
much.
Okay.
Debut
oh, wow.
album, like Clint Eastwood, all that.
That's really cool.
Natasha Bedingfield in there as well.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And yeah, that's basically it. It's cool vibes for sure. Because
yeah.
the album itself is cool. And if you listen to this, you're cool. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess I should listen to it now.
Yeah, I think I need
Planet
to listen
Shining.
To this.
Go to Planet Shining. Board on that
to
rocket
go.
Ship and go.
Yeah, I actually have a ticket. One,
yes, we all
way.
Do.
A one-way
ticket to Planet Shining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's basically it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool.
I can go last. So my album pick is called Pop 2 by Marina Sati.
Oh.
She's a
Charlie XCX.
I know.
Yeah, I was like, who are we talking about
but
for
it's,
a second?
It's not Pop 2 by Charlie XCX. It's like, it's spelled pop and then T-O-O instead of the number 2.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Sorry?
Did it come out after Pop 2?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It
oh,
came
so
out,
she's not copying. So she's copying her flow.
A little bit, but it's okay.
Kidding.
It came out April 24th, 2025. So it is a
Fire.
Pretty recent album. And she is a Greek Sudanese artist.
Damn.
And she was born and raised in Athens, Greece. And she sings all of her songs in Greek. And then she mixes a little bit of English here and there.
That's cool.
But it's mostly Greek. I would say my favorite tracks on the album would be Lola, which is one of the first tracks. It's so fun. I just love it. And it's very experimental. It's an experimental pop. It's very upbeat. It's very different than the other main pop music in Greece. When I went to Greece, a lot of the stuff on the radio was more mainstream, a bit more digestible to hear. And she kind of pushes the boundaries a little bit. And she mm-hmm. kind of, she makes like Greek grandmas clutch their pearls a little bit with
oh.
their music. She's very out there.
Interesting.
She's very different than the other Greek pop artists that I've seen and listened to.
Yeah.
Some of my other songs that I really like is called Epanos to Trapezi, which is on the table in Greek, I think is translated to. It's just a fun song. Again, a lot of her songs are fun, and my favorite songs on the album are the more upbeat and fun ones.
For sure.
I also like the song Kavur. Wait, hold on. Let me just pause this for a second.
Ballerina Cappuccina.
Ballerina Cappuccina.
Sorry, why not that?
Kavurakia. That's another song I really like. It's honestly also upbeat and very summery.
That's cool.
So it's a very summery album. It is, even though it's like the like basically winter at this point, this can kind of like cheer you up a little bit, make you feel like you're at the beach. She is inspired by a lot of other experimental artists, and she has a lot of playlists that have songs that she's like trying to make, and like she'll like add a bunch of songs on that playlist that will that's like her inspiration for the song that she wants to make. And a lot of the songs that she adds that she's inspired by, that she tries to make like sound like her own. She really likes Caroline Polachek. She adds a lot of Bjork to her inspiration playlists and Sophie. So a lot of that experimental pop again. Yeah. And since she listens to that, it does translate a lot into her music. That's cool. Would say it's a little more, it's experimental enough for like Greece, but it's not like extremely experimental, I would say, for like Western pop.
For sure, for sure.
So it's definitely more out there than usual. Mm-hmm. I like how she's like, she's more outspoken and unapologetically herself, which is really good. Yeah, it's just, it's a really good, really good album. I recommend. It's just very fun once again. Yeah, that's mine.
That's good. That's cool. That's cool.
I will listen.
Yeah, yeah. Same.
I heard a little snippet. I was like, sold.
Ooh, okay. I might like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I don't know. International music's pretty dope. I think that there's like, I feel like especially the music industry is so like, specifically like America centered, which is kind of crazy. I feel like
this goes for most industries too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's just like there's so much going on like anywhere else. It's like if you want something cool, just like look around the corner and you'll find something.
And I feel like a lot of, especially even like Canadian artists or a lot of artists that are from different countries, like they get signed to American labels and then they move to America, and it's like it's really good to see people like make it and like make their own music in like their own country. Like you don't have to move really, really far in order to make it.
We're talking to you, Tay McRae.
And if you want to expand your music piece as a listener, branch out to different countries. You never know what you'll find.
Oh, for sure. Like I've been put on to like Brazilian like dance music. Guys, like, don't sleep on that.
Do not.
They kind of eat every time.
Not.
They're really good, and like honestly, like there's like Arabic jazz. That's something I've been kind of tapped into. Like,
there's so many subgenres and genres.
Yeah, exactly. Arabic jazz is beautiful. If you guys haven't tapped into that, like, I highly recommend looking for some.
Should we move on to honorable mentions now that we mentioned?
Wait, you're kind of cooking. We should.
Yeah, we literally should. Okay, sure.
You want to get started?
Let's start with some honorable mentions.
I can take this. First, I'll go first. I grew up with a lot of Spanish music because of my mom. Thank you, mom. But one of my favorite artists growing up was Proyecto Uno. I don't know if there's like a different way to say that, but I just like brain farted trying to read that. But
that's okay.
They're spelled Proyecto Uno, and my favorite songs are from their album In the House. This was just like fun, like they're like party rap Spanish music. Low key doesn't get better than that.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, and I really like a lot of their songs. My favorite's Tiburon. That's my favorite. I think that means shark. Highly recommend that one. I think that's like my like biggest pick, in my opinion. If you have listened to Selena, I think you got to tap in. She's just like a generational RIP. We'll all miss her. She has songs like Si Una Vez. That one's peak. I don't know, guys. Just like, you're not listening to the album, you're missing out, genuinely. I think that's like my main two. I don't know, like anything you guys like have online?
Yeah, I have one. There's this other Greek artist, she's more popular in Greece, and a lot of people listen to her like the most. Her name is Eleni Fureria, I think. That's how you pronounce it. She was a contestant in Eurovision, and she went pretty far. And it was the song, I think, Fuego, that, like, she was performing. That's a really good song. It's her most popular one because, obviously, it was played in Eurovision. That's, like, a whole big thing. But I really, really like her songs. Again, they're more, like, mainstream pop.
Yeah.
But they're very cool. They're very, like, different. The production is a little bit different. It has a little bit of a Greek flair. So it has some, like, traditional like Greek sounds in it that kind of translates into a more mainstream pop kind of sound.
Yeah.
I really like her album Poli Ploki, which is like honestly really good. It also was released in 2024, and again, it's just a fun vibe, like just a lot of Greek music. It's very, very fun. Yeah, I really, really like that one. There's another song called Discotheque that she released, like, more recently.
Fun, fun.
Very, very fun, once again. It's just a lot of dance music, something that you can, like, bust a move to, honestly. That's, like...
need.
Yeah, hashtag need that, honestly. We need more songs that you can bust a move to.
Mm-hmm.
You can even look internationally, and you will find something.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my honorable mention, I think.
I have, like, a few, but I'll rapid fire through these.
Okay.
There's Brol. it's French by Ange. Oh, no. It's a French
name. You got
name.
It, girl.
It's okay.
No, genuinely, I can't. I'll put it in the recap. I'll just spell it out. But French music, for sure. It's very light, airy. I like French pop a lot as well. Lamp.
Ooh,
if you know who they
yeah.
are. Yeah, their album called Yume. The one with the yellow album cover, you might
oh yes.
that. This isn't really like, okay, you know what? New Jeans. Oh, there, I said it.
There
new
you go.
Jeans.
No, they're international. Korea. Of course yeah. they are. I love New Jeans.
Literally, they're coming back. They're the only wow. K-pop group I listen to. I'm not even going to lie. But they're perfect. They
I love
sound
their song
like,
ETA so
yes,
much.
Yes, everyone does.
It's so good.
The global influence of that song is crazy.
Yeah, it's so good.
That's basically it. I have more, but...
Yeah.
Live near
him.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Shout
and
out.
That's basically it for me.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, that was our honorable mentions. Yeah. Any like new music that came out this week that you guys want to talk about?
I know the two more Magdalena Bay singles came
yes.
out. They just keep releasing new singles.
Yeah.
And I smell an album. Like I smell
Ooh.
Like a future album. Like I feel like they're gonna release
okay.
something.
I thought the same, sorry, but I thought the same, and mm-hmm. I just think they're messing with us. I don't think we're gonna
really. They're tricking us.
I think they were just bored and just were just like
started releasing songs.
Yeah,
for
I
the
think
fun, just for the hell of it.
I think they're just being goofy.
Like
I don't
leftover
know
leftover songs.
Yes, no, not leftovers. I think they were just like bored and they just
oh.
started making stuff,
yeah.
and they were just like, oh, we'll just
Relatable.
Do rollout.
I don't know. I feel like they might release
no
something.
Because two of the covers were like Halloween-y and now they're not.
Oh,
there's no like
okay.
theme. It's just random.
Yeah.
I think they're just messing around.
They're definitely steering away from their more like intergalactic
yeah.
type of like aesthetic that they had going on. And now it's a little more, I don't know, it's a little more spookier. A little more spooky. It looks a little more like old-timey. Like kind of reminds me of like a scary like Renaissance painting a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I find their new music pretty cool. But you know what's also really cool?
What?
Eusexua Afterglow.
Oh, right.
For
right.
those of you who don't know, we all love Eusexua by FK Twigs. It released, what, last year?
Yeah, last year, I think.
Yeah.
Around this, almost around this time.
And so she basically did Eusexua Afterglow, but then she also released, like, a mini deluxe. It's really confusing. So there's the main Eusexua album, and then there's Eusexua... There's another Eusexua. The second Eusexua, different album cover. Almost all the same music, like songs, except some of them are swapped out for different ones and new ones. And some pretty good tracks on there. I really enjoyed that album. I think she put Perfectly on that one. And
oh,
I
yeah.
love Perfectly. That's one of my favorite.
Oh, Perfectly is really good.
Eusexua era.
From the
album
Afterglow
songs.
Album, I really like, honestly, everybody does. I really like
Sushi.
Sushi.
Sushi. I like Wild and Alone, but I'm being biased because of the feature.
Yeah,
because
Pink
oh,
Panther.
Pink Panthers?
Pink Panthers.
Yes.
Yes.
Or
so
Love
good.
Crimes is also good.
I remember
still, yeah?
when Afterglow came out and like, when I woke up in the morning, like, five different people in my Instagram notes all had sushi, like,
oh my gosh,
yes, no, it got infected.
Like literally,
guys.
Sushi infected everybody's minds. Like, everybody yeah. just started, like, playing it and, like, listening to it. And it's kind of, like, a fan favorite, too. It was highly anticipated as well.
Oh, I've been waiting.
I'm falling
yeah.
for the sushi propaganda.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Better.
Exactly. It was
I
very
will
highly
say, though,
anticipated.
Hot take. I like Chipotle better by a lot.
I mean, okay, it came out first, so maybe you got your
I heard Sushi first when she premiered it at the concert. I wasn't there, but like I heard the clips.
Totally different vibes.
And I was so obsessed with it, and I was like, and then I heard Cheap Hotel, and I got into Cheap Hotel, and I was like, whoa, this is an album. Not an album, this is a beautiful song. And yeah, so I don't know, I'm a Cheap Hotel person, but that's
yeah.
That's
didn't preference. She release one of that as like a single?
Yeah, it was a single, and I just like I didn't like it at first, and then one day I listened to it and I was like, what? And I watched the music video. The music video is insane. If you guys aren't aware, this is like one of the craziest music videos I think I've ever seen in my entire life. It was like kind of normal at first. Honestly, she looked so good in this music video, and then I don't know, like the whole music video, it's like 7 minutes long for like a 2.5 minute song or something like that. And
wow.
It just got so weird at the end, but it was so cool of a music video. There's one part of the music video where she pauses the music and everyone in the room just freezes. And she just like walks out and she comes back in, she presses play and everyone like resumes. Which feel like has been done before, but I was like, whoa.
I really like her music videos because of how out there they are. And like they really encapsulate how you should feel while listening to the song.
Yes.
So well. Her music videos are so good. Honestly, I recommend if you are checking out her stuff for the first time, please listen to the songs with the music videos. The visuals that she has and also just like the videos that she has for her songs are phenomenal.
She's a great dancer too.
Great dancer as well. She can do it all. She really can.
Clock it, yeah.
Clock it, literally.
No, clock it. Good, clock it.
Oh wait, I have one more new music thing that I wanted to say.
Go for it.
Chains of Love by Charlie XCX from the Withering Heights album she's gonna release.
Oh my god, yeah.
So good. I heard my mom compare it to the True Romance album, and I feel like she's going back in that direction where she's making her songs sound a lot like her old stuff, and it's just so good. I really like it. I love the spooky stuff. I love it when things get spooky. I really like House by her a lot.
Yeah, like House was really House good. Was crazy.
So scary. It's a lot of just talking, and then everything will just drop, and then it'll just get really spooky really fast.
I don't know. I feel like international music is a pretty fun like genre.
You know? There's so much you can find, and it's not just one genre either. It's many genres under like different languages.
It's just an
umbrella term, so you can look endlessly and you can find anything.
I honestly recommend to everyone listening, don't be afraid to listen to something in a different language, because you never know. Honestly, like I feel like sometimes like music in a different language just hits better than a language you even understand.
Sometimes when I'm tired of hearing, like, the pop music I'm listening to, I just switch to Greek music. Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, this is great. Like,
Also, tap into your own culture. Even.
Yes.
Exactly.
Guys, you never know. Like,
you never know what you're going to find. Yeah. Because really there's definitely more genres than just, just one specific thing. Exactly.
Yeah, there's always something cooler, better out there. And it may not be in the same language that you prefer, but it's the talent is definitely there, and I think it's always worth checking out. So don't be afraid to just like spice it up, you know.
Exactly.
Different language.
Spice it up. Yeah. 90s episode.
Yeah.
Soon?
Is that a teaser?
My gosh.
No, I don't know.
Little teaser, foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing what?
All right, yeah. So this has been Onox.
Onox
episode 4, the international episode. We hope you guys enjoyed. Please go check out our music board profiles on our Linktree. Send us recommendations also on our Linktree. Go back to other episodes and listen to them as well.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. We appreciate all of you out there. And this has been On Ox.
Exactly.
My name is Frank.
My name's Katarina.
And I'm Kara. Why was that funny?
I don't know. I don't know. I just felt like laughing. But
seemed to get a little giggle out.
Little giggle. And this has been episode 4 of On Ox.
Exactly.
International.
Okay.
Thank you guys for listening.
Bye.
Have a great day. And,
have a great day or night whenever you're listening to this.
Or morning.
And listen to international music.
Yes.
Today. Thank you. Okay, bye guys.
Bye.